Dietary restriction. At night, I dream of performing polygraph tests on pomegranates. By day, I watch Tampopo and think, slurp, slurp. Poco a poco, I even begin to feel the miso-loaded mist on my face, to taste the universe distilled to a rococo so-and-so of noodles and beef. I can't even seek the brief, shame-inflected relief of bragging. The whole point of this penitence is to be humble, humbled. When I visit my ancestors' shrine, I find it closed and encased in a giant yellow dome. No note. Nothing to explain why my past has been replaced with a cyclops lemon drop. My strength is diminishing fast. I ask a 4-year-old girl to eat a blueberry muffin in front of me and describe the sensation. When she says yummy and sweet, I slap her, then fall to my knees and beg forgiveness, kissing her feet and relishing the coconut sunscreen sting on my lips. Bit by bit, the hunger lessens. Water subtleties reveal themselves, and I stop picturing the gods wearing aprons. Of course, I slip up from time to time, peruse the latest reviews of it joints, read the menus, all those menacingly homespun promises. Drones deliver skewers of pork honk and YOLO yam slammers to your table. Meals come with sides of triple-fried panopticorn fritters and grits. After a self-flagellation quickie, the drool dries and I can return to prayer. As my bones rise to the surface, I receive compliments, envy, concerns, and threats to shove a feeding tube down my throat, just like they did to my Aunt Gertrude, or was that Eleanor? I don't, can't remember anymore. Boredom and doubt and history, invasive beetles, have bored out my family tree. And now the only thing tethering me to this life is self-discipline, this devotion to hunger. I am still impure, but improving my ability to discern the saints who deserve songs from those who deserve slaps. I must admit that if butterscotch rained from the skies, I would join the riots and streak down the street, syrup hot and thick and fawn-colored speckling my shoulders. I would roll in the gutters until every inch of skin was covered in stiffening sugar.